This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, ordinarily, but the Mac Man today on this Wednesday morning. Great to be with you off and rolling. Of course, not as good what happened about 6 hours ago with the Phils as they lost. And if you missed it, they lost in unbelievable fashion.
Historical fashion.
Historical fashion. We'll get to that in great detail today because it was actually a three-run home run inside the park home run that beat the Phillies last night in the ninth inning. So a lot to do there, including the decision to go to Jordan Romano in the ninth inning after he had gotten two outs in the eighth inning. Rob Thompson will certainly come under the microscope today, as he already has over the last 6 hours. You know, just, you know, driving in, listening to WIP, obviously people are pretty fired up about that. We'll get to a lot of me and Jack and the baseball challenge, which is today at noon. Certainly we look to field your phone calls on both topics. We'll get to some other stuff. But curious on the me versus Jack thing, who you think will win, why, and who you're rooting for. Because sounds like I could use the support given our poll result yesterday, which was that 69% of people expect Jack to win. So look, your chance at 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of it. Mac Man, how are you, pal?
Well, after that last night's Phillies game, yeah. How do you think I am?
Not great.
Not
man.
Good.
How crazy was that,
Jody? That was pretty ugly. I want to be able to say that either of the two outfielders who had a chance to make a play, yep. Castellanos being the lead among them, because he actually made it look like he had a play on the ball, mm-hmm. which he didn't. It was way far enough up the wall he should have been able to know he wasn't going to be able to catch it.
Right.
And then you got to be able to play the carom. As that ball is just rolling away from both of
them. It was
them,
totally over at that point.
And I'm going, oh, man, they're going to lose this game?
Yeah.
All right, tied if they get the two runs off. But it just kept going away and going away. It was a very difficult ninth inning.
It was really, once the ball caromed, given where, if you didn't see it, where Marsh
100%.
Was and where Castellanos was, there was a 0% or...
Yeah, or 100% chance it was going to be an inside the park.
Yeah. Let's listen to it. Look, we're in a pickle today because we don't ordinarily play audio when the other team wins. It's not something people want to hear. But, I mean, it does tell the story of the game. The story of the game is the Phillies lost on an inside the park home run in the ninth inning, and you kind of got to hear it to understand it, especially
a three-run.
Yeah, three-run. You're holding a two-run lead. You're two outs away from winning the game. And then this happens.
Swung on, hit deep, right field, into the gap goes Castellanos at the wall. It's off the wall. It's in play. It bounds way back into center. Two runs are going to score. Bailey's coming around third. He is going to score standing up on a walk-off inside the park home run.
Unbelievable, and obviously horrible. And by the way, the Mets won yesterday, so the Phillies are now, as we hit July the 9th, in a first-place tie. So they have dropped back. It was recently, I think 2 days ago, they were a game and a half up, and now they are tied with the Mets, which obviously you start playing with fire in all sorts of ways, including, by the way, the Phillies are also only, Jody, a lot of people might not know this, only 3.5 games up on a playoff spot. So they got a lot of work to do. This isn't just about trying to win the division and all that that represents. But they got work to do to make the playoffs. It was the Taiwan game yesterday. There was ramifications with that. He didn't pitch bad. You know, he wasn't going to be able to pitch too long. But look, there's a lot to react to, including the ridiculous way the Phillies lost last night. 215-592-9494. Let's get to what I sense will be the main focus of many. Well, really two focuses, I guess I should say. So the first is the bullpen, which obviously at the end of the game let the Phillies down. Now, we got to say, in innings 5, 6, 7, 8, did a great job. I mean, you're going to Manny Mo and Jack and his brother Strom, and it actually worked out for 5, 6, 7, and 8. So this is ironically not like the classic day to hammer the bullpen, because they did get four clean innings from five different relievers, or I think it was four different relievers yesterday. But the bullpen, look, you give up a three-run homer inside the park to end the game. Obviously, bullpen comes into focus, as it should, because it's, you know, Jody, obviously one of the weaker spots of the team. That's clear. But let's get to another spot of the team that I sense will actually likely be more the focus today, and that's Rob Thomson. So if you don't know why, let me just detail it. You've got in the eighth inning, you've got Jordan Romano, and he comes in there with one out in the eighth. Strom has already been used, and kind of the other guys. And so Romano gets the final two outs of the eighth. So now it's ninth inning time. You got a decision. It's a tale of two different arguments fans make. Argument one is, my reliever should be able to go more than one inning, or in this case, two-thirds of an inning, go back to Romano. The other argument is, let's go to Kirkring, and my reliever should be able to go on back-to-back days after he pitched 25 pitches the prior day. So you have two classic Philadelphia sports, you should be able to do that! Or you should be able to do that. Now, we all know Kirkgren's better than Romano. There's no question about that. Let me just say this. For those that are going to blame or blast Rob Thomson, I entirely disagree with you.
Really?
Entirely. And I'll tell you why, Jody. This is so much more on Dave Dombrowski. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, look, first off, let's go to where it starts. Okay, it starts with a $72 million pitcher who can only go four innings because they don't want him to start. So they've removed him multiple times in his tenure from a starter. They go back to him because Mick Abel's not working out. They go back to him because Andrew Painter's not ready. They go back to him because Aaron Nola's injured, none of which are the fault of Dombrowski. But the reality is, Dombrowski signed a $72 million guy 3 years ago who obviously they don't really trust. Nobody in Philadelphia trusts. So Rob Thomson can only use him for four innings yesterday because he's not stretched out. He can't be. He's been a relief pitcher for the last month. So that's issue number one. Then Topper actually does navigate 5, 6, 7, and 8, uses Strom, who I guess most people would say is probably their second best reliever, although he's been shaky this year, uses him in the seventh inning. So now you get to the eighth inning, you get to the Romano portion. So, like, I get it. Could you go to Kirkland? Sure you could. But to me, it is so much more about the limited options Dave Dombrowski gives Rob Thomson. And here's what's going to happen today on WIP, and here's what's going to happen all around the city today. Rob Thompson's going to take a lot of bullets. And he's going to be taking those bullets for two people. Three, actually. I'll give you three entities. One, Romano, who didn't do his job properly enough, obviously, in the ninth inning. Two, Dombrowski, he's number one for me because of the freaking options. And three is the bats, which only scored three runs in a nine-inning game, like, yet again. So I'm just telling you from my vantage point. Now, I'll hear where you're at, 215-592-9494. But I think so much of the blame will be misaligned today. Jody, what say you?
You know how big a Rob Thomson fan and defender I am. Here's the biggest mistake for me that he made last night, because you're right, they've got a ragtag bullpen. And to try and navigate five innings of bullpen work when Taiwan can only go four, you're swimming upstream. It's a difficult task. You're leaving at Rob Thompson's feet to be able to get that done. However, I can't use Strom in the seventh inning. We should understand there is a way the game of baseball works. It's a nine-inning game. We know when it's going to end. It's the ninth inning. So if you use him in the seventh inning, and I know every inning is created equal. No, it's not. the ninth inning, if you give up runs in the ninth inning, guess what? The game is over. If you give them up in the seventh, you get a couple more at bat. You give up the eighth, you got a couple. You got one more at bat. When you're on the road and you know you're not coming up, you will have already come up in the ninth. When you put your pitcher out there, you're done.
But you know why he used Strom in the seventh, right?
Matchups.
Yes.
Always.
Now look, there's a good chance the same guys that bat in the seventh are going to bat in the ninth. I mean, we should say that. You never exactly know. And you could go 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and then those guys that hit in the seventh never come up in the ninth. But the reality is, oftentimes, players that hit in the seventh are also going to come up in the ninth. But, I mean, the bottom line is Topper felt in the moment in the seventh, this is a key spot to use my primary lefty reliever, Strom, who, again, despite his struggles, is probably one of their two best relievers. He go, like, I can't blast him for that. Again, this is on – how is this not on Dombrowski? Can somebody answer me how this is not on Dombrowski? I mean, Jody, you're telling me he should have saved Strom for the ninth,
yep.
And I got a lot of people that don't want Strom in the game, and I'm telling you he's their second-best reliever. That is a Dave Dombrowski issue. Clear as day. Clear as day. Now, Rhea, I know you're going to come in here charging on Rob Thompson.
I'm waiting.
All right, talk to me.
Everything you say about Dombrowski is true. That game is in front of you. You absolutely cannot. I don't know how many times I could do an entire update of cannots. Put Romano back out there for a five-out save. You cannot. They said they pulled Kirkering after 25 pitches on Monday night to make him available. Why wasn't he available? All of a sudden, he wasn't available. No, there's no way. You are lucky that he came in and got you two outs on five pitches. He did his job in the eighth inning. You can't put him back out.
So the five pitches is pretty key, though. Like, he did not pitch much in the eighth. So two outs and five pitches is, to me, a big part of the storyline.
If you put a lie detector on every single person who was awake at that time of the morning watching that, not a single one of them wanted Romano out.
Well, look, I'm not a Romano guy, but I'm just telling you. All right, Seltzer, where are you? Blame game where?
I'm far more with Rhea than with you. Yep. Look, I think the Dave Dombrowski thing is a truism. Like, that is overarching all this. Dave Dombrowski has done a bad job. This bullpen's not good enough. Facts, it is what it is. But to Rhea's point, you still have to manage each game in front of you. And Topper has done this.
You know, he's also managing October.
I get it. Topper's done this so many times. Like, the bringing a guy in a big spot in an inning, he gets two big outs, and then he sits on the bench and cools down and all that, and then he brings him back out. He does this all the time. I think it's a mistake every single time he does it. Jose Alvarado's the only guy who's sometimes been able to do it. It's just a bad philosophy. Like, I get it. He doesn't have guys. I thought
What about this philosophy? Because I hear this 5 million times a season from Phillies fans, and I'm one of them says it. My guy pitched five pitches in the eighth inning. He should be able to pitch the ninth.
Again, I believe that it is really hard to come into a spot, a big spot late in a game, get big outs, go sit on the bench as a reliever, and then come back out and ratchet it back up. I personally don't believe in that philosophically. There are certain relievers who can do it, but most guys really struggle with that.
Look,
I think that was a big mistake by Rob
Thompson.
Maybe
it'll be me versus the world today. That is possible. Devin, what say you? Where are we at?
I mean, I think that blame is due for both Thompson. And of course, like, I agree with what James said, a truism is Dave Dombrowski is the one who's, you know, controlling the talent that Rob Thompson is able to roll out there.
Or lack of, exactly.
Right. I'm giving them too much credit by saying that. I mean, I just don't understand the decision. And maybe he didn't have options, which, again, is mind blowing because he literally said after the game, well, I was in a corner because Kirkering wasn't available.
Right.
Well, what? Why wasn't he available? Then that leads us to speculate, you know, okay, is he injured? Was something wrong?
Let me answer that. He's not available, and I used this phrase earlier.
They said they wanted to make him available, though, like Rhea said.
I know they did, but he's not available.
And they had an off day before they got out there. Look, like, he pitched one day. He can't pitch a second day in a row?
I'm going to tell you why he's not available. You might not like it. I'm just going to tell you why.
Oh, yeah, and Wheeler threw the complete game. He hasn't pitched in Saturday, one day.
Because Rob Thompson's trying to manage October. You may disagree with it. I'm just telling you.
It's July.
Look, I'm just telling you.
Kirkering out there in July.
Look, all I'm telling you is 23.
No, I get the innings thing and the pitches thing. I get that.
Kimbrel 23.
I get it.
Hold on. Kimbrel 23, freaking done in October. Freaking Hoffman and Strom last year, and Kirkering, by the way, hit a wall in October. He's trying to avoid that. You may not like how he arrived at it last night, and I get it. Jody, Devin, James, Rhea, and everyone listening to me that disagrees with me, I respect where you're coming from.
I don't respect where you're coming from.
I know you
from.
Don't. Well, then you don't get to complain if Kimbrel freaking hits a wall because he's caught.
And how much older is Kimbrel?
Well, he was about 10 years old.
I mean, come on.
I know. But you got to admit, Strom and Hoffman also fell apart in the postseason.
Yeah, he was like 12 or 13 years older.
Huh? Well, <It's> whatever. Like, all right, where do you stand? I mean, it was a complicated end of the game. Maybe you say it's a simple end. I don't know. I think it's actually complicated. But it was wacky. It was awful. It was terrible. And the Mets have tied the Phils. Look, 215-592-9494. The philosophical debate, and it sort of is philosophical, use the same reliever back-to-back days or use the same reliever in a second inning after pitching five pitches in the eighth inning. What do you think? And where do you assign blame as it relates to Rob Thompson, as it relates to Romano, as it relates to Dave Dombrowski? 215-592.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
94-94, plus the baseball thing. We got a ton to do on Me and Jack today. It happens today in 5 hours and 49 minutes. It's real at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Looking forward to it. We'll talk a lot about that as well. Off and rolling on a Wednesday morning, 94 WIP.
It was super hot yesterday, going to be hot again today. So if you got the AC blasting, you got your fans going, you got the shades pulled all the way down, and it still feels like you feel the heat coming through your windows, and it might be time to check on them. That's why I'm so happy I replaced my old drafty windows with Window Nation's energy efficient one years ago. And for everyone else that is feeling that heat seeping into your home, now is the time. You can get 50% off all window styles, plus zero interest for 5 whole years, no interest until 2030. And Window Nation can install your windows in just one day, which makes upgrading your home so much easier, even with your busy schedule. Window Nation has 45,000 five-star reviews, so you can feel safe trusting them with your home. I have with both of my homes. It's their biggest deal of the year. running now through July 31st. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for your free quote on energy-efficient replacement windows today.
All right, good morning to you. So me and Jack, it's going to be high noon today on a hot one, Plymouth White Marsh High School. We'll see if Jack blows it the way the Phils did last night. AMA later today, 7 o'clock hour, around 7:20 AMA. You get those questions in, we'll get to them, at least the best of them. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show.
I can't wait to hear Times Yours today.
Well,
the calls that must have come in after that inside the park home run must be epic.
You know, Ray, what's been amazing? No matter how much Phillies we've talked over the last week or two, people seem to want to talk about me and Jack even more. We get more phone calls. It's nuts. All right, let's go to the phone. So you got the Phils on the table. You got me and Jack on the table. Competition in less than 6 hours. Jeff in Phoenixville kicking us off. Jeff, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. This is going to be an epic day for you, Joe. I really feel that way.
You're rooting for me, you said?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I said epic day. I feel you got this because you're in his head big time. I mean, you should. I'm assuming you heard the show earlier today, yesterday, their show. You know, they got the umpire on. He already planned out the strike zone for you. You know, middle, just above the stomach and to the knees. So, you know, you might have to do a maybe pull a Chase Utley here then. If Jack is not very good on his command, you might have to let a few plunk you just to get on base. Mm-hmm. You know, just do whatever you can. But I think you got this, man.
I appreciate that. Would you? So how'd the umpire sound?
He sounds like a really good professional. He's been doing it forever, he said. And he said he does not want any complaining. From what
he was a little chummy with the afternoon show for my liking. I thought he was a little. Yeah, you could say that. Like he was. I didn't love the umpire whole presentation.
Really?
Personally, yeah. Felt a little chummy. Talk about wearing a GoPro and arguing calls and all this stuff.
It
was like
that.
Yeah, like I don't know.
The GoPro.
It just felt a little like he was like a little too pro Jack.
Wow.
That's what I thought at least.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's definitely going to have a. It sounds like a decent strike zone. It's not going to be like nothing super high. But he's going to let it sit there. So just you know.
Well, it shouldn't be. This isn't freaking little league. You know, like a strike zone's a strike zone. Like I've heard people say that they expand the strike zones for high school kids. I mean, first off, Jack's a college, scholarship athlete. So let's just have a regular strike zone. Strike zone's a strike zone.
But this
is going to be a problem. I'm just predicting it. I'm predicting it ahead of time. It's going to be a problem.
And Jody, that's been your thing this whole time, that there would be some kind of controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Jody nailed it. I think is going to be a disaster.
Didn't know it was going to get to your today. But it could very well. You are right on, James.
We'll see.
There will be, after the fact, they're both going to be whining. One of the two guarantees
no
going
doubt.
To be whining about the strike zone.
No doubt.
Either
no
Joe's
doubt.
Not going to like it and say, he absolutely, that wasn't even close, and I was told on the afternoon show he was too chummy with them by James. If the strike zone favors Joe, Jack got robbed, people hate me, this was a fix, the fix was in, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. One of the two will be complaining grossly afterwards about the umpiring.
I agree. I think the topic of conversation tomorrow, one way or another, will be the strike zone.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Jeff, appreciate the call. So, obviously, it's later today, me and Jack. Now, Devin, first time I've seen you since my victory in golf.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything you want to...
Oh, okay.
Because I think you were. I mean,
would you want to fet him? Is what he's saying.
No, I'm just saying. I think you were one of the million doubters. So, anything you want to say?
I was. Look, I'm not going to sit here and gas you up, Joe. I'm sorry. I think that you've done enough of that yourself.
I haven't done squat. I haven't said jack.
Okay. I see what you did.
I've said very, very little.
All right.
Congratulations on the win. It was a good upset. I was shocked. And Jack seemed like genuinely down bad after that. But it sounds like maybe he's gotten a little bit more confidence back heading into today. So we'll see what happens.
Here's what I'll say for everyone that doubts me, and that is many people. 69% yesterday in our poll results said they think Jack will win. Just remember this. Let's listen to Ike after the Goff competition had occurred. So Goff was about 2 weeks ago. I won. Jack lost. Ike came on the next day on WIP and said this.
yesterday was disgraceful. Let me just put it out there. I don't know what else.
It was horrible.
I don't need any other way to say it.
It was horrible.
Mike, I don't know any other way to say it.
So, Jody, that's the, not Ike, but Jack, that's the guy 69% thinks going to win?
As Devin said,
I'm just asking for a friend. That friend's called me.
Exactly how long ago was it? How many days are we talking?
It was on Sunday. I guess it was 10 days ago.
10 days ago. Stuff can change in 10 days. And Jack's attitude certainly can. Now, does he actually believe it, or is this
right
acting? Is Jack acting as if he's now got his confidence back?
I think even if he is acting, that's all you need.
No, I disagree with that.
No, you can. I agree with Devin. You can fake it till you make it. You can fake confidence, and it can become real confidence, without a doubt.
You can, but you also can have it not work.
Well,
I mean, he sounds to me like he's trying to talk himself into it.
Yeah, but that can work. I think Devin is correct that that can work. I'm not saying it will, but it can.
Let me just ask this: amongst the four of you, who thinks I'm going to win?
I do.
Today?
I've gone back and forth on this. So I thought you were going to win today. Now I'm like, I think Jack's pretty locked in, and he is a pitcher. Like, this is what he does. Of all these competitions, this is the thing that he has done the 10,000 hours
and
of.
And by
the
way, James, like, he has to win today.
Well, it's the most important competition.
That's why I think you'll win.
Yeah, so I think the pressure is going to be the deciding factor.
All right,
here's when I think, I don't think you're going to win today. I think you've won previously. With Jack's head being where it's at, and you negotiated a very good set of rules for this.
Yeah.
A walk, a hit, Batman counts as a hit. You only have to reach base three times to get a porch. You gotta go eight down to lose. Jack's not gonna throw that many strikes. He's not. You're gonna get a couple walks. So that means you really only need one hit to get a push. And if you get two, you get a seeing eye base hit. That's four. See you later. Bye. The camera wins.
All right. Look, I like the sound of that.
I do think it's going to be close. Like, I think you are going
to. I do too.
I think one way or the other, it's going to be between two and four in some sort. Like, it'll be two, three, or four. Yeah. I just don't know how it's going
to
play.
All right. Look, 215-592-9494. You can weigh in. We hope to see you at Plymouth White Marsh High School. That's noon today. High school right there. Beautiful field. You can stand down the first and third base line. Great vantage point to see the action. Please come on out and check it out if you can. 215-592-9494. What Jack's best friend said yesterday when he called into WIP to our show. We'll get to that. Plus a chance to win a really cool prize today on the program. That's up ahead. And the umpire, he did speak yesterday to the afternoon show. What he said, you'll hear that next as well. Part of that. Jody Camera and the Mac Man. Jody Mac in for John on 94 WIP. All right. What if I handed you, let's say, $100 today? What would you do with it? Well, a lot of options, obviously, in the summertime. I mean, you know, road trip, so gas money. Car detail, get that car ready. Groceries, tickets to a baseball game when the local squad comes back. A lot of options, obviously. Well, United Tire wants you to have those options. They want you to have the cash, because United Tire wants to give you that cash, give you that $100. You already know at United Tire, I tell you every day, that they're the best. They're the best in the business, phenomenal at what they do. They've got unbeatable service, the best tires, all the tires, service every make and model of every car, the best rebates, and true experts to keep your car running and running right. Well, this month, what you might not know, this month, when you buy tires, you can take the cash, simple as that. So get yourself to UnitedTire.com. 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley, many to choose from. Good chance one is within 10 to 15 minutes of you. So find the United Tire closest to you. And of course, as always, don't drive alone. Drive United. Well, it's a big day. No doubt about that. If I can take that 2-0 edge, that would be massive. I do think Jack's likely to win. I mean, he played college ball. I did not. He played high school ball. I did not. He played grade school ball. I did not. So we'll see. It's going to be a big challenge. We'll see how I do.
But they're putting you in, coach.
Yeah. That's the right song to play. There's no question about that. It's the right song. What Fritz's best friend said when he called in our show yesterday, we'll get to that. The umpire, I didn't hear the whole interview. I heard only just small little chunks of it. He talked a lot to the afternoon show yesterday. Some of the notable things he said, we'll get to that. And, of course, phone calls on the Phillies, as detailed by Rhea in the update there. A brutal loss, brutal, by the Phillies last night, who went down in the bottom of the ninth with one out, two outs away from winning the game. and a three-run home run that's an inside-the-park variety to win a game. You got to. When is the last time that happened?
For the Phillies?
Phillies, 1940-something.
46. Against them?
Yeah.
And in Major League Baseball. Because Bobby Dernier did it for them.
Yeah, against the Giants.
In Major League Baseball, it was 2016 was last inside-the-park walk-off home run.
Wow. Wow.
And against the Phillies, it's the 40s.
Yeah, 46 so was the last time the Phillies lost that way.
That's 80 years. That's wild. The last time it happened against the Phillies.
Unbelievable.
All right, blame game. Where do you sign it? We actually have a Twitter poll question about that. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, who do you blame the most for last night's Phillies loss? Got four choices here. Choice A is Dave Dombrowski for the bullpen he's given Rob Thompson. Choice B is Rob Thompson not going to Kirkland in the ninth. Choice C is Romano not doing the job he's been paid about $10 million to do. And choice D are the Phillies hitters who were paid a lot more than $10 million and yet again scrimped their way to just a couple runs, in this case three, not enough. Other poll question we have. I brought this up late in the program yesterday. Curious where you stand on this one. So for the competition today, me and Fritz, the question is, should I wave my arms to try to pump up the crowd in between at bats in order to try to rattle Fritz in the baseball challenge, yes
100%.
Or no? You do think
I've
I should?
I've already voted.
Oh, I think yes. I agree with Rhea on this.
If things are going my way?
Yeah, if you're losing, you can't do it. If you're like 0 for 3 and he's, you know, striking you out, you got to rein it in.
And Jody, you heard when Ruben Amaro yesterday basically said don't, you know, essentially saying be a pro.
Yes.
You know.
And I agreed with
Does
Ruben
he know
on
you?
That.
Also, does he realize what this is? You know,
I thought
we're
Ruben
not
had a
we're not at Citizens Bank Park today. Okay,
no, but I thought Ruben had a good grasp of the nuance of this competition, that it's not the Phillies against the Giants;
the
it's
nuance.
Joe versus Jack.
But James, you
it.
Didn't see in Goff how laser focused I was. There's that argument, and I wasn't messing around. I wasn't joking. I wasn't talking smack in Goff. I mean, part of winning, I think, is focus. So. All right. Well,
I don't know. I saw that video. You might have been locked in. You were definitely needling the entire
no,
time.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, lane two, lane six. Hold on. Wait, did you drop right? I know, but it is. It might be focused, but it also it definitely messed with him.
Okay. 215.
Did you go to the field this time to take videos like you did with the golf course?
I went to the field last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
To inspect it, to check it out. How's it looking? It
looks great.
Okay.
Looks like at the camera field.
Nice.
That's what it looks like. So,
but so my thing, like,
we'd
so
love to know what's
like,
not at the camera field.
You don't even have to hit. Like, every you don't other even field, have to I make think contact, right?
Technically, no, I don't. He's got to throw strikes.
I don't know.
But I expect to make contact.
Okay.
I mean, I do. And look, it'd be sad if I don't make any contact because it would be sad if
he
can't throw any strikes.
I thought you just expected
to walk. I'd like to walk a couple times. Look, I'll take four walks. If he wants to give me four walks, I'll take them.
Would you be happy with that?
Camera
yeah, would you come out of that feeling proud?
I would feel happy, but not as happy or as proud as I'd like to feel.
Okay.
I mean, of course you want to rope some base hits. But you also want to win, right?
2-0
I mean,
is 2-0.
Yeah.
The most important thing is 2-0.
I mean, it's like Jalen says. I mean, you know.
The main thing.
Yeah. You're not allowed to quote Jalen.
No, main thing's
the
main thing.
You're not allowed to quote Jalen.
And by the way, rents do every day. rents do every day.
You're not allowed.
And Devin, this is your fault. Stop you're it. The one that said 2 weeks ago I should embrace the Jalen thing. You said, you might not remember. You said
I don't
it.
Even remember that.
Yeah, on a Friday show. You said late in the show something about me and Jalen. Yeah, rents do every day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, to use a word that was just used, I think I was needling you there.
All right, let's go to the phones on the Phils and more. 215-592-9494. Neil in Northeast Philly. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, I would probably with Fritz. I would play In Your Head, you know, like over the loudspeaker several times.
Wow.
You know, In Your Head, In Your Head, and really give it to him. You know, like and about Ruben about being professional. No, go do everything under the book to try to get Jack rattled. So
In Your Head.
Should I cranberries?
What if they don't have that song ready, but I just sing it from home plate?
Just look at Jack and be like, Jack, I got something for you. In your head.
Jody, he would frickin' plunk me. He really would. I would take it.
I would pay to hear you sing Zombie.
That would yes. be awesome.
I would pay good money for that.
Okay. Neil, I like your thought. All right, what do you got on the Phillies' loss last night, Neil?
Well, of the first out of my time, I want to hear some of Rio's rants for so the third time to her, because I say E, all of the above, you know, like Dombrowski 95%,
E!
Thompson, that wasn't, go ahead, Rio.
No, that was Devin.
No.
Go ahead.
That was just a drop.
That was Devin's heat.
Well, anyway. Not that, Neil. I mean, it's all I threw you off there.
Dombrowski, you got to blame 95% because, you know, look, Hoffman has like 23 saves, and by the way, they lead the East or so, you know, like in you know, the American League East over the Yankees. So
Hoffman's been a huge loss, and Neil, if not for his meltdown in October, he probably would have been back, but he it's been a huge loss. I mean, he was outstanding. And, of course, the other thing is Strom was also outstanding last year. So, you know, Strom hasn't been that, and Hoffman hasn't been here. So it's been a double whammy. And then the Alvarado thing's a whole nother matter. So, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm looking for Dombrowski to be like he was with the Red Sox. You know, he got Sale and Price and, like, actually make moves. And I think they definitely have to make moves with a reliever. And I would probably get another outfielder, too. And I don't care what Jody says or not. You know, I think bring up Crawford because he's a better option. Oh, and then also, what about putting a defensive replacement for Castellanos? How about that?
Yeah, that one flew the coop.
Yeah. You know, so. Yeah.
All right, Neil, excellent phone call, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, Sixers won last night. Here's what you need to know. Sixers win. They beat the Grizz by a point. Edgecombe does not play again. Isn't that annoying, Rhea?
It's incredible.
I mean, really. Because in many ways, you're more excited. I think, I'll speak from my vantage point, more excited to watch these Summer League games than any Sixers game since around January.
Yeah. Looking forward
to
it.
Right? I mean, what do I care about a Sixers game in March when they're 15, 20, 25 games below 500? What do you care? So you actually have something you care to watch, and then Edgecombe don't play. But Broome played, second-round pick. Jhené Broome played. He struggled from the field. He was 3 of 11 from the field. 8 points. Now, he did get 12 rebounds. So he gives you a presence in there, but struggled from the field. Jody, I know you like the pick. I'm happy with that.
He's not surprised by the line. He is a legitimate rebounder, certainly on the collegiate level, and I think he'll be the same on the NBA level.
And so, by the way, it's notable because the most notable thing so far in the Summer League is that there was a dramatic outplay of Edgecombe to Ace Bailey in the first game. Now, there's supposed to be, you know, part of the thing is Edgecombe is supposed to be better right now. That the whole idea of Ace Bailey was that he was going to be developmental and could.
Ceiling was higher.
Yeah, ceiling's higher and could surpass him, you know, year 2, 4, 6, whatever. But out of the gate, it was non-competitive in the first game. That should be said.
When you're both coming in off a rookie season, stop one of your freshmen, you should be in the same spot. If you're not, that's the reason why Edgecombe went first. Because if everyone's suspecting, he'll be more ready to play day one. Well, guess what, everybody? Are we not going to believe that any of the freshmen who go into the NBA draft are not going to be ready for day one? Why do you cut more slack of one to the other?
Okay.
They've got the same number of years of experience, one, under their belt.
All right, so let's listen to Jack's friend. He got a buddy that called into our program yesterday. Sounds like he's a fan of our show. We appreciate that. His name is Tom. He said that he is Jack's best friend. And his perspective yesterday. And by the way, I like this. I appreciate.
Now, to be fair, self-proclaimed best friend. We have not verified this.
We have no clue. But it sounds like you knew Jack pretty well. Here's one of the things his buddy Tom said yesterday.
A little bit of a pickle right here. So I'm a dedicated morning listener.
I would root
for you in almost any competition, including Beat the Hammer.
Thank you, sir.
But I grew up with Jack, and we've been best friends for about 15 to 20 years at this point.
I considered that a great victory for me, that his best friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, didn't even necessarily know who he was going to root for. I mean, that's odd. It's a little odd.
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's your best friend.
I mean, how close are you?
We need to verify this.
Well, it did sound like he knew who to root for. I think he was saying.
He called himself in a pickle.
Yeah, but I think his pickle was that he would normally root for you, but in this case, he's rooting for
very
Jack.
Very simple, Seltzer. If he's his best friend, there shouldn't be a pickle. If he's a good best friend. Or put another way, if Jack's a good best friend.
I think he was trying to be nice to you by saying he was a pickle.
Well, I'm just telling you, I was pleased to hear that. And I was pleased to hear this as well. He also talked about, I mean, obviously the stakes for Jack with this one in particular are big.
I do think he's going to lock in.
Would you say, Tom, let me ask you this. Would you say that if he loses tomorrow, this one will hurt his soul the most?
Yes.
Yeah. Should.
Yeah. Yeah. That made me very happy. Just because I want that sense of pressure out there on Jack. I mean, much of what I've done is geared toward trying to lob it his way. So, look, we'll see. I mean, he's the college baseball scholarship athlete.
Here
obviously,
comes the lob.
Well, he should win. I mean, the reality is 69% of people yesterday said he's going to win. And I'm curious why you think he'll win, if you think he'll win, or why you think I'll win.
Right. And 60 what percent?
69.
So it's 70 because you said you think Jack will
win.
Yeah,
if you want to count my vote, sure.
Okay, yeah. It's 70%.
I mean, I think it's very clear that he should win baseball. I mean, he played a lot of baseball.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
Just don't get upset.
Well, the problem is, Devin, for him, it makes him nervous, too.
No, exactly.
As I sense
exactly, it. Because he played college baseball. You know, he's Jackie Baseball in the station.
Yeah. I just wish you guys could have seen Goff. I know, James, you saw the video.
Oh, I saw the video.
I saw the video.
Okay, so, Devin, you saw the four-minute meltdown?
I mean,
I don't mean the video.
Oh, no, not the one they put out.
Devin,
the video that didn't get out.
Yeah. Oh, no. I haven't seen that. No.
Devin, buddy. The video they put out is nothing.
Who has that?
Jack, Tucker. From what I understand,
I have it. I can get it to you.
Please get it.
I made sure to get my own copy.
I have heard, Devin, there was some blockage of the video getting out.
Might have been some blockage. Might have been some.
To protect Jack's feelings.
I mean. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but it's
an all-time meltdown.
So I'll just ask those that say 69% he wins, like, just know there's something you haven't seen, and that's the guy you're going to back? All right, it's your choice. Hey, it's also your choice to call the show, and when you do, you can win a cool pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. They're going to be in town tomorrow at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's obviously in Camden, right across the river. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Tickets starting at $30. Make sure you visit Ticketmaster Jackandjohn.com. So here's how you win them today. Obviously, we have a unique showdown today, and a fairly big showdown. Is it Eagles-Patriots 2, Super Bowl 52? It is not. But it's a big one. Me and Jack today, a big-time showdown, and we hope you are there at Plymouth White Marsh High School to watch the festivities. It'll start at 12. My guess is it goes somewhere between 12:30 to 12:50, you know, depending on how long it lasts. We'll see. But get there if you can. It is a showdown. Today, instead of the, you know, real-life showdown like me and Jack or, you know, Eagles-Patriots or Eagles-Chiefs, we'll go to the fictional variety of showdowns, of which there have been many. Some in sports, many not in sports. Through the years in movies, shows, books, the whole deal. We ask you today at 215-592-9494 for the biggest and best fictional showdown of all time. Best answer whoever provides is going to win the tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Jody, what are you thinking? Fictional showdown. And by the way, for certain sports, I might say to you, movie one, movie two. Sometimes there's a...
I wonder what fictional sports movie you're
I'm just saying. Okay. MacMan, yeah, talk to me.
And it doesn't just have to be sports. No, there's
not,
all kinds.
Not, yeah, not, exactly. I think the winning answer is not sports.
Probably
mine
not.
Is not sports.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, and it's probably even debatable as to whether it's fictional or not.
Oh boy.
Some people might believe that this actually transpired. It's the and it, it fits my pal to the left here. It's David and Goliath.
There you go. Yeah, I think that counts.
It well, so yeah, we get into a very murky territory of real life or not.
Right.
Okay, it puts us in a bind.
It's debatable, okay. But if you went 51-49, I think fictional is going to top reality
in
this
one. I'm
glad you said instead of an audience member, so we don't actually have to judge it as a potential winning answer. Devin, a fictional showdown. Again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494, fictional showdown. What do you got, Devin?
The Avengers versus Thanos and the Infinity Stones.
He's inevitable.
Yeah.
Is that the
Avengers
one at the
Endgame?
At the very, very end?
Yes.
And
well, it's
it was
over
called,
several movies.
It's called
like
Endgame.
Final,
gotcha. Because I think that's the movie, I don't know if you remember, Ray, I had to watch for Angelo.
Yeah, you watched the one.
And
awful.
It was like the 21st movie in an installment. I hadn't seen the first 20.
I hated it.
I had to take a quiz from Ava. Like, what are we doing here?
No, it's terrible.
All right, Seltzer, fictional showdown. What are it's you great. Thinking?
I will stick with the theme of the day, and I will go the Bears versus the Yankees.
The Bad News Bears?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, Bad
Take
News
that
Bears.
That trophy and you know where to put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Rhea, fictional showdown. What are you thinking?
Since this showdown is so utterly ridiculous between you and Jack, I'm going to go with the Anchorman scene between a
great answer
team and the rival news team.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh my, it's phenomenal.
Look, there's a lot of ways to go here. Again, sports or non-sports in the fictional sense. 215-592-9494. Look, me and Jack, it's not fictional at all. The umpire weighed in about it. What he said, umpire on with the afternoon guys yesterday. We'll get to that. Ben Davis in studio. He's been in a lot of competitions and a catcher, obviously. His perspective on this me versus Jack thing. Also, blame game, who he puts the blame on from yesterday's Phillies loss. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls and all the topics. And I'll ask again, for the 69% that say Jack will win, why do you say that? And for the 31% that think I will win, why do you say that? Talk to us. Because those were our poll results yesterday. Jody Camera, Jody Mack, Devin Seltzer, and Rhea on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. Man, oh man, am I hoping to not visit them tomorrow if all my teeth get knocked out by Fritz today with a beaning to the head. But I know this. If they do, I know where to go. And that's PI Dental Center because they are the best in the business. They're phenomenal what they do. I'm sure they have treated a number of baseball players through the years. But most patients obviously are not baseball players that have been beaned, but people dealing with something on a more regular variety that affects them. For some people, it's pain, you know, the way the teeth have been set for years, maybe even some self-esteem issues if you don't like the way you look. And if you have any of those issues or less than those issues, get yourself to PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. Whether it's year-to-year maintenance or really fixing a big problem, they can truly fix you up. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth in any way or just want year-to-year maintenance, get yourself to PI Dental Center in Fort Washington. Visit them on the website to start, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.